I got my pants wet. Cold. Well, nothing they do surprises me, but it was, I'm glad they hung on. I know that. So, you know, part of the deal.
Just a sense of what goes through your mind at this moment, after the game,
Well, probably not. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about getting out of here so I can go do some other things. That's and spend some time with my family and all that goes along with it. And we're having a reception out here for all the seniors as well. But, you know, that being said, you know, as I've said to the players in the locker room, you know, there's so many. I mean, 200's a number. And, you know, it's just what, you know, maybe what that stands for. And it stands for a lot of wonderful young people that have come through this program, and every single one of them has contributed to that particular number. And you think about coaches that we've had through the years, the coaches we have presently, and others. And you think about the wonderful support staff that we've had, and you know, just people that you know have been here, and some that have been here almost the entire duration. You know, you take somebody like, you know, Joanne or Teresa, and, you know, people have just been here. I mean, we've got a lot of coaches that have, you know, I mean, they're awful close to having 200. You know, Sean's probably got 190 wins, and a couple of the coordinators probably 180, 170, something like that. So, you know, there's an awful lot of people. And then I think about my own personal family and, you know, the trials and tribulations and hardships that they have had to go through, you know, and as I said to our players, you know, I think also about, you know, our university and the leadership in our university and how they supported our program over the past 25 years and this community and the university itself. I mean, everybody is invested. Anything good that happens here, there's just you know, more people than you can name that really make it happen, and without, you know, without them it doesn't happen. So, you know, that, you know, I guess, you know, the way I feel about it, you know, I probably don't sound in a pretty good mood, but I'm, you know, responsive to how we played, and we played rather ugly today, and I don't feel good about that, I can assure you.
Because you've always seemed to place a special emphasis on the Camden game. Is there any significance to the fact that when number 200 came against Kansas?
Well, not really, and I, you know, I don't know that that's been the case. You know, as I've said before, our mantra, so to speak, is, you know, whoever you're going to line up against is the most significant game you'll ever play, and, you know, this one happened to be the University of Kansas. I understand it has, you know, a somewhat special significance to young people who are from here in the state of Kansas, you know. But I think, you know, the vast majority, just because that's the way we've, part of the process, I guess, is, you know, the next one up is the most significant we'll ever be invested in. So, and that doesn't mean to negate the, you know, the meaning of the win. And I say that probably more so for, you know, the people of Kansas State, you know, our people in our community, people in throughout the state, throughout the world, that are Kansas State people, and it really has a significant value to them as well. And I will say this, I mean, you know, University of Kansas is, you know, they're making headway. I can assure you that. They've done a nice job. You know, record doesn't always, you know, tell you what, you know, what the real answers are, but they're getting better and better and better. I've seen that.
Okay. And also, tell that you're not real thrilled with the way you can play today. Does the milestone help you
put the spot
back just a little bit?
Not really.
So what the reason for the dysfunction today is you couldn't quite get away from the game?
Well, you know, it's a number of things. You know, you can name a bunch of them. You know, we start getting penalties again in the first go-around in the ball game. And when you go back and look at the penalties, I haven't done that, but I think when I do go back and look at them, what I'll see is, you know, most of them are substantial penalties. We're talking about the 15-yarders. And, you know, field position was extremely important today, and the wind was, you know, certainly was going to be a factor in the kicking game. You know, we can't do that. And, you know, obviously, turnover, we can't afford to do that as well. And just some of the execution, you know, the first, go around, you know, with our defense, and we really played well after the, you know, the first drive that they took down and got the 3-point field goal, and then after that we played extremely well until we got into, you know, midway through the second half, and then we gave up, what was it, a 90-some-odd yard touchdown pass. That's, you know, another big play, which I probably said big plays 5,000 times this week and probably 500,000 through the course of the year. You know, that's disheartening when we give up big plays and probably just not being able to move the ball as consistently as we need to. You know, at certain times when, you know, when the game was, you know, still in question and we couldn't get to, always couldn't always get the first down. There's a number of things, but, and that doesn't, and again, you know, don't misunderstand, that doesn't negate, you know, some very fine performances and some very fine plays, you know, during the course of the ball game, you know, individually or collectively.
So, what do you think of how Howard Warren plays, and particularly his finish on his touchdown?
Well, you know, that just goes with territory. It's not the finish that, as much as it is just the fact that he's playing so well. You know, and he runs explosively, stays on his feet. You know, they just have a hard time getting him down. Has good balance and is always going to run aggressively. And you know, our guys up front did a nice job, you know, blocking for him on numerous occasions as well. But I was pleased with his effort. The pick six, I think that was Donnie Starks, if I remember correctly. What was really significant to me was the fact that, you know, Donnie has played as our nickelback all year. And then when Duke got hurt, you know, we moved him out there. And so he's in a new position for him. Cree Moore comes in to play the nickel spot. That's new for him. So the two guys really, for the most part, really played extremely well with, you know, with very little experience of what they were doing.
There was a predominance of the run game over the pass game. I know there was some back and forth quarterback going out. Maybe the wins, but is that concerning at all? Do what you got to do.
Well, you do what you got to do. You take what is given to you. I think in the course of the ball game, that's always been my feeling. You know, I'm not I'm not overly enthused about our passing game. I think that's what the question probably leads to. We have to be better. You know, we can be better. But by the same token, you know, as we got along into the ball game, it you know, was evident that. You know, we probably didn't need to take the chances of throwing because of some of the coverage. I mean, it was coverage that, you know, we could have thrown some things, I guess. I'll take that back and did, you know, on a couple of occasions and made some plays. But, you know, we also wanted to end up running the clock and so on. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. You know, I guess we were running the ball okay. But I would like to throw the ball better than what we had.
Any early report on how Jesse's doing?
I think Jesse's fine, and I truly do. We'll see. I haven't talked to the trainers or doctors yet about it, but it was my understanding that he was fine.
Coach, seniors got really involved early. The first couple of tackles on defense were made by seniors, and then obviously there was a 6-6 by Donnie Stark. Was that deliberate? I mean, for instance, Charles Jones was the featured back that first series. Was it deliberate on your part to get the seniors involved early?
Well, you know, Donnie was there because Donnie had to be there. You know, but as far as Charles was concerned, yes, you know, it was just starting a ball game as a senior. Would like to have done it for all of them. And that's probably the saddest thing. One of the reasons I'm somewhat disappointed is not having the opportunity to get all of our seniors on the field for any substantial amount of play at all, and that pains me a great deal.
Coach, you feel like this team, does this team have the killer instinct? You just kind of look at the stats here. Do you feel like they have the killer instinct?
I don't know. I've never talked to them about having a killer instinct, but you know, we have not been as good as we need to when we played as leads. You know, and part of that is, like I said a moment ago, you know, we sat on the ball a lot and didn't throw it around. Kind of invite the, you know, the run defense. So, it, you know, part of that's our fault as well. But You know, I don't think it's a matter of having a whatever kind of an instinct. I think they, you know, I think they'll be as competitive at any particular point in time. I think, you know, maybe we don't have quite enough passion towards playing the best we can play, regardless of what the score happens to be.
So, how do you feel about Johnny Clark's play over the past couple of games, going back to some of the media, and how did we pick it?
He probably played better at corner today than he had in the last couple of ball games at the nickel spot. You know, he's, it's not that he hasn't played reasonably well, but he's given one of those guys who's given up a couple of big plays, you know, that you don't like to have. But, you know, he's been a pretty steady player for us, you know, throughout this year and last year as well. I admire Donnie a great deal. He spends a significant amount of time, you know, studying and has a great understanding of what, you know, schematically what we do and execution-wise what we do, and understands opponents as well. Really, you know, tries hard to be a student of the game. Well, you know, I'm always happy about that, regardless of what the circumstances are. And you know, we got the one interception, or I think it was Elijah got, or Mike, one of the two, by a tip pass up front. I think Greg Settles got the tip, and you know, that's the one thing that we've always put a great deal of emphasis on, is trying to get our hands up in the throwing game, and with the opportunity to bat balls down. And you think about through the course of the ball game, we probably batted, you know, four or five passes down at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, every once in a while you get one tipped up like that and gives you a chance at the interception, which we were fortunate enough to get.
Coach, I know you were forced in some situations. Was it difficult to get an offensive rhythm with three quarterbacks, four running backs, and people coming in and out all the time?
Well, there's probably an accurate assessment, yeah. I would say, you know, I don't know if that was the total reason, but it certainly, you know, is, could be part of it.
Coach, I know you're losing the fact that KU is an improving team. What do you think about the way Carter Stanley ran that offense and how your team was able to defend a striking quarterback?
Well, you know, I think he has really come along. I enjoyed his toughness. You know, I think, you know, he got dinged up pretty good numerous occasions and kept picking himself up off the ground and going back. I thought he had played with poise. You know, had had some trouble throwing the ball, but he was under pressure a good portion of the day as well. You know, and there's, you know, probably some question, you know, how well is he going to throw the deep ball? And then you look at the last couple of snaps of the first half, and he, you know, he overthrew it, but he, you know, he got it down there. So, you know, he's, I think he's going to be a good one.